This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch hamam. We're continuing in Masechta Nedarim. Pei Gimel Amud Beis. Pei Gimel Amud Beis. I once went to a shir by Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, and he asked, what simon in Yaradeh is Hilchos Dagim? And nobody knew. And he said, simon Pei Gimel, Rosh HaTevos, Gefilte Fish. Yeah. Okay. So, but I don't think in this daf we encounter Gefilte Fish. But we do counter the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds that if somebody makes a neder, if the husband is made for the neder that is afflictive to her, the halacha is that he is only annulling the neder which is afflictive, and he's not made for the one that's not afflictive. As opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, name of Shmuel, who says that by annulling the one that's afflictive, he is perforce annulling the one that is not afflictive. Fine. So the Gemara is challenging Rabbi Yochanan. Eisvei. Who's asking on him? I don't know. Who is the Baal HaMemra who's asking this question? Did we have any specific makshin? I don't think we did. So I don't think there's any way to know who the makshin is. Okay. Eisvei. What?
Art school has in brackets Rabasi. Mehechi
teisi Rabasi.
83, 82.
What? You're saying Rav Asi?
Yeah.
Based on what is it, Rav Asi? Huh? We didn't have Rav. All we had was Rav Asi said in the name of Rav Yochanan, and some say Rav Asi asked Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan responded, "May for the Masana, May for the Masana." Now, when the Gemara said Eisvei before, do they say it's Rav Asi? They do? Maybe beforehand it was Eisvei. Maybe we need to know what the word Eisvei means. That would be nice if we knew the exact terminology of Eisvei. But otherwise, I don't know what that's based on. Okay, here's a question. A woman who made a neder to be a nazir, and she became tamei, and then the husband annulled it. She brings the carbon chatas of a bird. Okay? And she doesn't bring the oila. And also, she doesn't bring the carbon ashram that we learned about yesterday. Says the Gemara, wait a second. If you're going to say that the husband is only annulling nedarim that she's afflicted by, Dilma miyayin de islet tzara hefila, maybe he's only annulling the wine that she is afflicted by if she doesn't partake of it. Dilma miyayin de islet tzara hefila, maybe he is annulling from wine that he has tsar. Mitumas meis, the less tsar lo yefela. But from tumas meis, that she doesn't have tsar, he's not annulling. There's no tuma. There's no tsar if a woman can't be matame. In other words, she said I'm a nozer. That entails two things. She's not gonna have wine. She's not gonna be matame lemesim. Okay, so he's presumably only able to annul nedarim that she's afflicted by. He's only able to annul that she's afflicted. She's afflicted if she can't drink wine. She's not afflicted if she can't be metame. Mitumas meis lesli tzar lo hefela. So why is the halacha that she brings a chatas ha'oif if she's metame? Why would she bring a chatas ha'oif? It says, v'nitmeis. Says Gemara, Amri. So they answered, Tumas meis nami is latzara. If she can't be metame lemeisim, it's tzara to her. Why? The chsiv, the pasuk says, v'hachai yitein elibai, and the living will place to their heart. It says, Ta'iv la leches el beisei, ve'al mi leches el beis mishteh, v'hachai yitein elibai. It says in Koheles, better to go to a house of mourning than to a house of party. Why? So the living should pay attention. What is that? What do the living pay attention to? The Tani will enter Brayis. So here, Meir Oimer, my dechse. What does the pasuk mean? V'achai yitein alibai. The yisboid yisbadun lei. One who gives a hesped, others will eulogize him. The yivkun yivkun lei. If you cry over the deceased, they will cry for you. The yikbar, if you bury the deceased, yikbarine. In other words, what goes around comes around. One of the things, even though in the Sifrei Musar, v'hachai yitein elibai is interpreted, pay attention. One day, a person's going to die. Take advantage of your life. But the Gemara says there's a more practical thing to think about. You need to service this mace. If you want to get a good hesped, you need to give a good hesped. If you want to get a good kavura, you know, in other words, shovel the dirt in a nice way. When you go to shovel the dirt, you're going to shovel the soft dirt and put it gently on the guy, or you're going to take those big rocks and hurl it. You don't want them, hurling the rocks at you. I'm only partially joking. In other words, the service you give is a service you're going to get. You give a good hesped, You'll get a good hesped. And on that topic, you remind me after the shir, I have one of the best all-time jokes, okay? You give a good hesped, you'll get a good hesped. You bury the guy nicely, you'll get a good burial. You make yourself cry. You want people to cry when you go. You don't want people to start cheering, you know, or saying it's about time. You want them to cry, so you gotta cry. So therefore, if she can't go to a shiva house, so then if she can't go to a shiva house, it's painful to her. Says the Ran, Eana Amar Aleph, Ho'isha, Eisei the Rabbi Yochanan Parach the Amar Ein Mefer L'Shein Mesane. It's interesting, the Ran doesn't say it's Rabasi. Ho'isha Shen Nadra Benazir Venitmeis Avacha Hefer Labala Ein Mavin Oilas Ha'oif the Ein. You don't bring an oil aso. If there ain't carbon lechatzi minyan shal naziros, there's no carbon for a partial time of naziros. To keep in the hayfer la, since he annulled it, butlu kol dinim naziros mikan ve'elach. He's mevato all the dinim of naziros from here on. The Ran continues, mitomas meis lasei tzara la loy hayfer la v'nimtzah shafilu l'achar hafara. So it would come out that even after the annulment of her naziros, she's still musheras ala tuma. She's still warned on tuma. V'kivan shekein loy mikri legabe tuma chatzi minyan. What the Ran is bothered by is, wait a second. He's only annulling part, but I thought we said before ein naziros lechatzon. What's the kasha? What's the Gemara's kasha that he only annuls the wine, but ein naziros lechatzon? No, ein naziros lechatzon means there's no naziris on wine, but not grapes, or wine and not grape skin. But the wine aspect of naziris and the tuma aspect of naziris are two totally different parts of the naziris. V'kivin shken loy mikri legabe tuma chatzi minyan shel naziris sharei chayav esil hashlam kol minyan naziris. So she is chayav to fulfill the whole count of the naziris b'tahara. Alavadei mashan demitoch shemei feliayin. Since he's annulling the wine, Shemasana by that afflicts her, Mefer Latuma She'ena Masana. Okay. Weiter, New Mishnah. Koinom Shani Nena Labrios. Let's say she says, person's wife said, I aser any hana I get from people. She says, I'm not getting hana from people. Ein yachal hafer. The husband can't annul it. which is a pella. What do you mean you can't know? We said before, even if she asked one person, you might be able to annul it. And even though she said, I'm not to get hana from people, she could still collect leket, shikha, and peya. Leket, if one or two, let's say, stalks fall, they have to remain there. Shikha, if you left one or two bundles, peya is the corner of the field. So the halacha is, she could still collect these things, leket, shikha, and peya. Because, as we'll see, that's not called getting hana from the owner. The owner just leaves it, and she comes and takes it. Koinim koihanim levim nenim li. Let's say she says, I asked her koihanim and levim from getting hana from me. Yitlu al karchai. There, they could come and take his truma. They could take his meiser against his will. Koihanim elu ul. Why? Because apparently, a person has no ownership of his truma meiser. So even though he says, I asked for Kohanim and Levim from getting hana from me, it's not called, I'm giving it to them. However, if he says, Kohanim elu ulevim elu nanimli, I asked for these Kohanim and these Levim, yidlu acherem. Then he can't give it to them, but he could give it to other Kohanim and Levim, and we'll have to see why that's not a stira. Says the Ran, Kohanim sha'ani Nanis Labrios. Ma sheni nanis min abrios yehe alai kakainim. That which I benefit from people should be also to me like kakainim. Ina yachal hafer. You can't annul it. Afagav the Amar Shmuel hanos ploini alai yafer. I, Shmuel, said earlier, if a woman asers anah ploini on me, the husband could annul it. So here, you're asering all the people in the world. It's the biggest steer in history. Shmuel said if she asers the anah from one person, you could annul it. And here we're saying if you ask for all the people in the world, you can annul it. Ha'askinan alei de Shmuel. We concluded, based on what Shmuel said, that Shmuel holds like the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan have a very lenient view on Hafaras Nadarim and what's Inoy Nefesh. Svir lei de meko be Inoy Nefesh. But our parak over here, in our Mishnah, it's Rabbi Yossi. It says abandon it and it's extra. Doesn't say give it. The owners do not have the rights and the benefit of giving it to who they choose. So the owners have no rights whatsoever on leket shikha peya. Hilchach ki shakla leket shikha peya. Therefore, when she takes leket shikha peya, that's not called benefiting from others. Ein anenes mishal briyos. So she's allowed to, if she asers herself from getting hana, she could take leket shikha peya. Then the Gemara is going to explain this. Fine. The Gemara will explain. Now we move on to the Gemara. And before we do that, okay, says the Gemara, Alma Evsher Demitzinami Delay. Wait a second. The Mishnah started off by saying, if she said, I'm not getting hana from any people, the husband can annul it. Really? Why can't he annul it? How in the world is she going to be supported? How could not getting hana from any people not be Inu Nefesh? You know why? Because even though she can't get enough from any people, she'll get enough from her husband. That means a husband is not a person. That confirms what you've always thought. A husband is not a person. Okay? Meklal debal lav bechlal briyosu. This shows husbands are not part of people. Does that mean they're an extraterrestrial life species? No, it just means that in the vernacular, in the way people speak, when a woman says, don't get down on yourself. It just means when a woman says she's not getting hanah from people in general, she's not including her husband. And that's the reason why he can't be made for it, because it's not inoy nefesh. Ima seifa. Now let's see the seifa. Yechayla lehanos b'lekat shekhlopeya. You know why he could be made? You know why it? He can't be made for it. She could benefit from leket shikha and peya. Why could she benefit from leket shikha and peya? She's not poor. She has a husband. You could only take leket shikha and peya if you're impoverished. She's not impoverished. She has a wealthy husband. She has her husband's American Express Platinum card. So why could she take leket shikha and peya? That's worth more than the 200 zuz that makes you exempt from leket shikha, not able to take leket shikha and peya. So the fact that she could take leket shikha and peya means the husband cannot support her. I'm a bal b'chlal b'riyosa. So we see the husband is a person. Let's see the Ran. Says the Ran, Alma. At first we think the sefer d'ktani yecholei lahanis leket shikha peya, when the sefer says she could benefit from leket shikha peya, lav siyuma d'resha. It's not the conclusion of the resha. V'taima didahi. The reason is t'mishum hachi ein yachal hafer. The reason he can't be mefer, mipnei shechala lihanes b'leket shekhal peya. Meaning, at first, we don't say that the seifa, that the statement of the seifa of, it's not a conclusion of the resha and giving a reason that you know why the husband can't annul it, because she could really collect leket shekhal peya. Why dim Isa have leila misni hachi? Because if the seifa was a reason, it should have said because the yechayla does not imply a reason. Mipnei sheyechayla hanos. So therefore, the Mishnah is not saying if she asers all people, he can't be made for because she could collect like a shekampeh. Then it would say the word mipnei. So rather, the husband is not bechlal briyos. It's because the husband could support her. And also, if the husband could not support her, another reason. If you're going to say that the husband is a person, and the reason why he can't be mefer is because she could collect like a shekhan peya, dimimne shekhan lahanis black shekhan peya in yachalaver, really? That makes sense? You're saying nobody in this world could support this woman, and this is not inoy nefesh? We just learned in the previous Mishnah, if there's one store that she can't shop in, it's inoy nefesh. But the fact that she can't be nena from anybody that's not inoy nefesh, that doesn't make sense. V'chibal v'kulei bris grey is the husband and all people worse mechen v'ni than a store shaloi hoise parnasasa el mimeno damrino la'el yafer. So there are two reasons why the statement that she could get leket shikha and peya is not a reason why the husband can't be made for her. Number one, because it doesn't say the word because. And number two, if she couldn't be nana from the husband, but the reason he can't be made for her is because she could collect like a chikhan peya, it's not mistaber that if she can't be nana from anyone and she has to rely on like a chikhan peya, that's not afflictive to her. So it must be Elavada ki katoni ein yachalav. It must be the reason it says he can't be made for. Hainu taima mishum de efshe de mitzna mi bala. It's because the husband could support her. De bala yava bechlal briyos, because the husband's not a person. Hilke loy mikri inu nefesh v'lo yafer. So the question then is, so why could she collect like a shikha and peya? Skip to the next round. Well, then she can't eat from the husband. So we're going to have three answers. Ula, Rava, Rav Nachman. You ready? Amarula, lo'olam lav b'chabrius. Really? A husband's not a person. And when she says, I'm not going to be nena from people, she could still be nena from the husband. And that's the reason why. And that's the reason why he could be, he can't be made for. Because she could rely on him. It's not afflictive. For another reason it can't be made for, is because she could benefit from Lekat Shekhampeya. We ask, but if the husband supports her, she can't be benefit from Lekat Shekhampeya. It means there will be situations where the husband might become poor. And in those situations, she could rely on Lekat Shekhan Peya, and that's why he can't be made for it. Let's see the Ran. Amar Ula lo'olam ba'al la b'chlal b'riyosu. Really, the husband's not a person. Va'oid eni achalav v'mnei shechel hi lahanis b'lekat shekhan peya. Perish. Lo'olam ba'al la b'chlal b'riyosu. Really, the husband's not a person. Misham hachi eni achalav, that's why he can't annul it. Ha mitzin aminei debal. Because he could support her. Va'oid also da filu ba'al onihu. Even if the husband is an araman, he's poor. Ein yachal lahafer. He still can't annul it. Mibnei shechel hi lahanis b'lekat shekhan peya. So you'll say, does that mean she's usher to the husband? No, mibal nami loy mitzra. She's not usher to the husband. Di mitzra be, because if she's usher to him, mishum sheichala lihanois beleket shikha upeya bilchud, because she could benefit from leket shikha peya alone. Loy amrina, we don't say dulo yafer. We don't say that you can't annul it. It's not that she's usher to the husband. Because if she was, then that would be enough of a reason that the husband could be mefer. So the first answer is like this. The reason number one that the husband could be mefer, cannot be mefer, is because he could support her. So it's not afflictive. And even if he were to become poor, he still can't annul, because she could just collect like a chikampia. Rava Omar, lo'olam ba'al b'chlal b'riyos. Really, a husband is a person. And when she said, I'm not getting hana from people, she meant the husband. So what's the reason he can't annul? It's like it said, because. The reason he can't annul is because she could collect like a shekhampeya. Umal tamkamar. The Mishnah is giving the reason. Ma tamin yachlaf, what's the reason he can't annul it? Mimnei sheyecholo lehanois b'leket shekhampeya, because she could benefit with leket shekhampeya, says the Ran. Rava amar lo'olam ba'al b'chlal b'riyosu. Uma tam kamar, it's saying, what's the reason? Ma tamin yachlaf hafer, what's the reason you can't annul it? Mimnei sheyecholo lehanois b'leket shekhampeya. Svirle the Rava. Rava holds yafa gav d'loy katani mibnei, even though it doesn't say because. The because is inferred. The matam kamar. It's said in the style of what's the reason. So you'll ask, well, wait a second. If a husband is a person and she can't get enough from any people, including the husband, so what happened to the question of why is it if she's merely ushered to the one store that the husband could get credit from, he could annul because it's afflictive. Isn't this for sure afflictive? The kasha, tuva, ularava. There's a big question according to Rava. Mi gari briois ubal mi peirois chenveni shein parnasazumenu. Is the husband worse than a store that he can only collect from there? Diktani yafim shem inu nefesh. Even Rabbi Yossi says it's inu nefesh. The answer is not legislated by the Daf HaShavua program. Also, I can't really understand it. let's see. We'll try. But I'm just excusing myself. This is where it stopped being legislated in the Ran. But we'll give it a shot. V'tiritz Haram Bar Shneir Zichrono Levracha. Interesting. I never saw a Rishain with the name Shneir. Dehacha b'shalikta leket shikropea. Here we're talking about she collected leket shikropea. Where the Haggadah says b'shchicha leket shikropea. You know what we're talking about over here? There's so much leket shikropea available. There's so many very, very generous. Oh, that's the answer. Hacha b'maya skinan. It's not afflictive. You know why? Because one of these, you know the neighborhoods? Like on Purim, you have some groups. What did you collect? $17.33. Other groups, what did you collect? $170,000. What? Yeah. I went to this kavir, he gave me $50,000. You know, these 10-year-olds, they come back from collecting on Purim. They're different neighborhoods. Some neighborhoods, they're rolling in the leket shikrampeya. They give very generously. So, that's what we're talking about. Hacha b'maya skinan, we're b'shchicha. That's why we have to change the gersa. B'shchicha leket shikrampeya, b'choyli lehanois mimenu. Aye, where do we see in the words that it's common? It says, yichoyla, yichoyla, she's able to. It's a situation where it's very likely for her. It uses the word yichoyla hi lehanois leket shikrampeya. V'lgach lo yafar. Aye, but earlier, we're talking about a store where it's the rainy season and there's not so much leket shikrampeya around. So that's answer number two. Answer number three is Rav Nachman. You ready? Rav Nachman Omar. La'olam ba'al lav b'chlal b'riyosu. I just want to point out that the majority opinion is a husband is not a person. Most authorities rule. Both Ula and Rav Nachman say, a husband's not a person. But that's a good thing. Because when she asks her is getting enough from people, she doesn't mean the husband. If she could get enough from the husband, why bring in the second part of Leket Shikrampeya? V'achi katani, nizgarsha. Let's say she's divorced. Yichol hanis b'leket shikrampeya. So really, she could get enough from his property. So why does it say the factor she could get leket shikrampeya? Let's see the Ran. Rav Nachman Amar, li'oilam ba'alav b'chlal b'riyosu misham hachi lo yafer. This is why you can't annul it. Shem lo yhoisi chalei hanes mimenu. Because look, if she can't get enough from him, even if she could collect leket shikrampeya, it's afflictive. Afal pi shechol lehanes b'leket shikrampeya, inoy nefeshu. And he doesn't buy, we'll talk about a case where there's an abundance of leket shikrampeya. No, the only way it's not afflictive is if she could get enough from the husband. V'hachi ketani, nizgarsha, what if she's divorced? So now, it becomes afflictive. There's no hana. It's not called I'm getting hana from the giver because the giver is not giving it. He's just forsaking it. The chiddush is once he divorces her, then the husband becomes a person again and he can't be nan mahana her. So yachser habalios b'chal iser habriyos ve'ein la lihanos ella b'leket shikropeya kach pershu harishoinim zechroinam levracha v'chein hu b'chidush harajba zechroinoi levracha b'shem atosefta. So the answer of Nachman is really the reason he could be made for it, he can't be made for it, is because it's not afflictive. She could be neneh from him. And what's the second part of the Mishnah? Second part of the Mishnah is, if he divorces her, and now he's one of the people, and now she can't get enough from him, she could be nene from leket shikrampeya. Could he then be made for it? No, because he's not the husband anymore. That's why. If he divorces her, he should be able to be made for it, because it's afflictive. Yeah, it would have been nice. The only thing is, what happens when somebody gets divorced is they're not married. Yeah. Okay, that is Pei Gimel Amud Beis, the three answers of Ula, Rava, Rav Nachman.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.